Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Blog Talk Radio. It's Motivational Monday. Yeehaw, it's Casey and Barbie. Good morning, Barbie.
Good morning, Casey. I hear you're out there in the West somewhere, traveling around.
I am. And, you know, I got out here to Southern California. There's a big, huge fitness show happening this week, midweek. And I thought for sure I could pack my shorts, but it's like 52 degrees this morning here. And I thought, that is just so unfair. You know,
it might warm up tomorrow.
But that's close. Yeah, well, it's going to get into the 60s, but, you know, last week it was in the 70s, and this week it's going to be cooler and some rain, which they need desperately. But anyway, it is not the winter storm that we're going to be getting back home again on Wednesday. So we have been hammered in the Northeast in the month of March. But that's okay. All is well and good. So, Barbie, I know I was fortunately pulled away last week, but unfortunately missed our call together. And I know that so when I went back and listened to it, you were getting ready for your lunch and learn, which you had shared a few insights about the postcards. But tell us, how did your lunch and learn go?
You know, overall, it was awesome, and I'd like to report some facts to all the Beamer Blog Talk listeners so that you can learn from our mistakes and do some of the right things and avoid some of the things that we will not do next time. But as it turned out, we sent out 720 postcards, none of which we got a response from when it comes to the mailing. Although the other 280 that we hand-delivered around town did get response, we ended up with 18 guests and 9 reps, and we had an awesome event. And out of those 19 guests, I would say at least 50% of them are purchasing a Beamer, which I think is tremendous.
No way.
Yeah. It was unbelievable, really. One of the people bought 2. And a couple of the people who came had already heard about Beamer. You know, it was like their 3rd go-round, maybe even 4th go-round. But it was a tremendous event. It really was. And what I recommend when you do a lunch and learn is make sure that your whole team, as many on your team as possible, are a part of it and also pay for it. And so what we did is we only had 4 people on my team that actually paid for, like, the mailing and the printing and the cost to design the card. And then we opened it up to other reps in the area and are the rest of my team, but they did not help finance the event because we were going to split up the leads from the people who would just show up from the postcard mailing, which no one did. So there was 4 of us who ended up paying for an event, which 9 of us attended. So that didn't work out really well, but it wasn't a lot of money, so it really didn't make any difference. But I would say, you know, open it up to your own team and share the cost, and don't depend on any people just walking in the door who weren't individually invited. The next piece of advice is... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Casey.
Yeah, before, Before you go on to the next piece of advice, you know me, I have to, you know, I have to drill down into the details as a marketing consultant. So out of the 720 postcards, as of last week, you had gotten three maybes or something, and I don't know if you were driving them to an opt-in page or what, but obviously none of those 720 showed up. But 280 you gave out as invitations, hand-delivering. Did any of those actual postcards that were hand-delivered to people show up out of those 19?
You know what we did? We emailed the postcard, too. So every single one of those 18 guests that showed up saw that postcard, read the postcard, and it looked so professional that I think they thought, you know, this really does sound like something I want to attend. So the postcard was effective. I don't know. We had an NFL football player doing a testimonial that day, which we marketed on the postcard. Yeah. He's a three-time Super Bowl winner. And honestly, I'm not sure if that had a lot of draw. I think what had the draw is the rep who was inviting the person and giving them enough education to get them interested to come to the meeting. So I don't think you need, like, an NFL player in order to pull people in. Yeah, I don't think you need a big thing. What you need is your personal invitation to the people and the nice piece that looks like a great invitation. That's my take on it.
Okay. Okay, so out of the 18 guests, how many of the 18 guests, how many distributors were responsible for those 18 guests? Was it distorted, or if you had 9 reps, 18 guests, you could say, oh, each rep bought 2 people.
Totally distorted. We had 2 people who had no guests. Then we had my sponsor and his wife who came, so that doesn't really count as one of the reps. And then we had, I had only three guests that actually showed up. And then another one on our team had 3 guests that showed up. And we had one who had 8 guests. And then we had one who's an IBDT, not even a junior yet, and she had 2 guests. And I think one of them bought 2 Beamers, and the other one I believe is getting 1. And that was like, whoa, that is really cool. So don't give up. You know, if you're an IBDT, it's a really great place to be when you have people on your team who are doing these lunch and learns and you can bring people in. Because now she told me yesterday that if she doesn't get her 3rd Beamer by the end of March, she's going to go ahead and invest in one. So she makes the 3 sales per, you know, in she's going to do this, the bonus program, and she'll get her bonus.
Yeah, the bonus. Yep.
So that is awesome. I'm really, really happy for her because she needs and wants a Beamer so much, and this is a great opportunity for her to get one.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that was good. Those were good. What else? What else did you learn?
This is what you want to be very careful of, too. The venue. We had a beautiful venue. It was a tennis resort with a beautiful swimming pool, all windows, great. You know, the projection was great. Our video went great. Our PowerPoint went great. The food was not great. The food was really disappointing. For $15 a head, with including tax and gratuity, what we ordered wasn't what we got. We thought we were getting big platters in a buffet style, and they ended up serving these little tuna sandwiches on little, like, dainty rolls with bagged potato chips, you know, that you buy at Costco type thing.
No.
And I was like, oh, no, I can't believe this, because we had people who expected something that was probably much nicer than that. So we learned a lesson there.
Did they pay,
pay
for your guests?
Pardon me?
Did you guys pay for your guests to come, or did the guests have to pay?
Each paid for our individual guests. And I think that's the way to go. I don't think we would have had the same turnout if they were paying for themselves. They might have. You know, this is all a test. So you can please let us know how it goes for you, too. Because if we can share this information, it will help us all not make the mistakes. The other thing that we did that's important is seating arrangement. So we had like a horseshoe seating arrangement. So everyone had a table, and there was chairs on the interior of the horseshoe, and there were chairs on the exterior of the horseshoe. And we put the Beamer reps on the interior of the horseshoe and the guests on the exterior so they could see the presentation without turning their chairs. And the other thing that I highly recommend is, you know, never memorize your script, say your word for word, but really come from the heart, like the Beamer way. But I think it's really important to know that script, you know what we're all saying as a family. And then put it, you can put it into your own words and use your own style to deliver the Beamer message.
Yep.
But I think it's much more effective not to, like, go from one slide to the next and always be like a robot. Because people don't, it sounds too salesy. And so if you can come across not salesy, it makes a huge difference. The other thing we did is we dressed uniform colors. We all wore orange and gray in variations. But it was really nice. And we also wore name tags so people would know we were the Beamer team and they can ask us questions. Now I have one more piece of advice. So Nabil was there with Anne. He's my sponsor, Nabil Esfahani. And he said, Barbie, before you get started, make sure you introduce all the guests. Let them say, you know, their name and where they're from, even if it's just 10 to 20 seconds. And I was thinking, okay, this is changing my timetable here. You know, am I really going to do this? And I thought, Nabil knows I'm going to do it. And we did that, and he was right. It totally broke the ice. So all these people who came who didn't know each other, when we went around, they didn't stand up, but they sat there and they said their name and where they were from and their profession. And it really warmed up the room immediately. It was a great idea.
That's great.
I can keep going. I have some more things here. One of the things I enjoyed was not having all the testimonials at once. And what we did is we sporadically, our team gave testimonials as they were being introduced during appropriate slides. So like the slide with the dog with the little heart, we have someone on the team who has a great testimonial for her dog. So that's where she gave her testimonial.
Yep.
There's another one with the sleep, and that's where she gave her testimonial. And then when it talked about athletes, that's when Henry Lawrence, who's the NFL guy, gave his testimonial. I have to say, the Lunch and Learns, it's the best thing I've done in 2.5 years out of all the meetings that we've had here in the area of Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, you know that George Ronis is a huge fan of the Lunch and Learn, so... we're just now starting to dial in and get our hotels figured out, and not our hotels, our restaurants figured out, and get our dates on the calendar. So we plan on being pretty busy, in May and June with our first sets of Lunch and Learns with my team. So I'm super excited about it. Super excited.
And, I'm excited for you. I want to invite some people. I want to come to some of yours in Rhode Island. I'm going to come visit you, Casey, finally. Yeah.
Well, you're always welcome, Barbie.
Yeah. I mean, I guess what you don't want to do when you have these Lunch and Learns is just wing it. And I think some of us do wing it too much because we think we know what we're saying and we think we know what we're doing. But it's best to be really prepared.
Yeah. Well, of course. And you want to be professional. I mean, this is, this isn't an in-home presentation, which I'm not belittling that because we do those quite often. But, this is a professional setting and you want to make sure that you're coming across, especially if your Lunch and Learn is going to incorporate more about the business, depending on, which way that you decide to go. So absolutely. So,
make sure if you're using a clicker to do the slides, that's great. Make sure your clicker works. But if someone else is clicking the slides, which is what our case was the other day, make sure that you are in sync on the clicking of the slides and on the content of the presentation. And also be sure to test your equipment. I know that sounds obvious, but even sometimes when we think everything's working perfectly and you go to a new venue, it might not be compatible or you forgot something. So definitely test your equipment before the people start showing up.
Aren't you very, what would be the word I was looking for, trusting? I would never give anybody my clicker if I was speaking.
We tested the equipment and it wasn't working and it worked out great. Now we have a Zany and I do the slides together. And it's nice because it gives me an opportunity to give her, and it gives her an opportunity to speak on certain slides. And I think it's really nice to mix up the personalities a little bit, because sometimes a presenter will really resonate with, you know, some of the listeners, but other listeners prefer a different personality type. So I think if we can share some of the presentation, it enhances our delivery, and it also turns on more people.
Well, and there's the other piece is that it provides a wonderful training platform for everybody on the team as well, you know, because if somebody can do 5 minutes, then they get comfortable with that, and then the next time they could do 10 minutes. So absolutely. And,
so that's
and like
a really
you said,
good...
different personalities. Not everybody wants to listen to Casey Conrad all the time. I know this. People sometimes write in on my, you know, evaluations. She needs to stop drinking coffee. And I'm like, I've never had coffee.
That's hysterical. And it's true, though. You know, we all come across different ways. You know, I've had people tell me I need to tone down a little bit. You take what you want and leave the rest behind, but I do think it's great to have different personality types. It's like you and me on Blog Talk. If I was just doing it, they might not, you guys might not like it. And if Casey was just doing it, it might be, you know, you missed me. So who knows? Who knows?
Absolutely. Well, speaking
we
of
do
training,
have some
do
callers
have,
on the switchboard.
We do. We do, but before I get to the caller, I do want to let people know an exciting date, June 9th. If you live in Western New York, June 9th, Pat, Tom, and I are organizing a Beamer Saturday. That's a Saturday, of course, and June 9th in Syracuse. It's on Eventbrite. It's going to be the morning until the mid-afternoon is going to be all about the Beamer, of course, the standard, the science, the usage, et cetera, et cetera. There's going to be a lunch included. And then later in the afternoon, probably about 3 o'clock, we'll break. And anybody that's not a distributor or not interested in sticking around can leave. And then I'm going to do a bonus session on sales and marketing. So that will be the very first time that we've done that format before. We usually just end at 3 o'clock, but we are going to have a quick break, let people leave that don't want to stick around, and do a bonus on sales and marketing. So Saturday, June 9th, and that's on Eventbrite. So
I'd love to hear the results
Barbara,
of that one. It sounds great.
Yeah, that would be interesting. So we do have callers here, so let's open up the line. Area code 660. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning. 660, going once, going twice, gone. Okay, area code 713, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey and Barbie. This is Sandra in Houston. Thanks for sharing so much good information about your event, Barbie, and all the tips.
Oh, you're welcome.
A question I have for you, Casey. When you do your lunch and learns, are you going to post them in the – I'm sorry, I'm a store, so there's people walking behind me. It might be a little noisy. Are you going to post those on the BeamerNet back office, or are you only going to rely on your team inviting? Just kind of looking for how you're planning on.
Well, you know, Sandra, we hadn't even gotten that far. That's a great question. What we'll probably do is we will probably put it on Eventbrite, because – although we, like Barbie did, will have the distributors purchase the tickets, we want to be able to have it on a public location so people can see that it's legitimate and that, in fact, somebody had to pay for it. So they'll probably be on Eventbrite. But I didn't know. Are there lunch and learns posted in the back office of Beamer? If there are, then we'll probably put it there, too.
I haven't seen any back there, so that's kind of what I was wondering about.
I haven't either. Well, as we get closer, Sandra, I know you're a listener on Mondays. As we get closer and I start making those announcements, I will try to make sure I incorporate that information in. And if I don't, just call and say, yo, where is it?
Okay, I will. All right, thanks, lady.
All right, Sandra.
Have a marvelous Monday.
Don't spend too much money. Bye.
Okay.
612, sorry, Sandra, just cut you off. 612, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Kristen from Minnesota. And thank you for the information. It was very helpful. I was wondering, Barbie, you had mentioned you had a guest NFL former player at your Lunch and Learn. And I was curious if you were able to share who that is and their contact information, or if there'd be a way I could connect. I have a friend who's a former NFL player, and I've briefly brought Beamer to his attention, and just the validation of someone else that he would maybe be able to connect with. Is that something that's possible? Or
so, Kristen, the NFL player is Henry Lawrence, who's Raiders 3-time Super Bowl winner. I can call Henry and see if he would be willing to talk with someone. I have your number right in front of me, so let me give it
perfect.
To him. And if he will be willing to do that, he'll give you a call.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you so much for doing that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And, folks, just to make a note about that, you can imagine that any celebrity is going to constantly be barraged with people that are asking them to speak or to call them and things like that. So if somebody declines, please don't be offended. They get hit up all the time. And, Barbie, I don't know, Lawrence, and I have no idea what your relationship with him is, but, it's just it's better to try and find people within your team that somebody else has a vested interest in, because Lawrence obviously can only take so many phone calls a day. So I know that sounds cool,
that is,
but the reality is it's true. I've got
that's
someone
a good
in there.
Point.
Like,
and
hey,
also, he's building his own
me.
Team. Right.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
Exactly.
He is a good friend, and I am more than happy to ask him.
Yep, perfect. Okay, let's see, 214. 214, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Mike in Dallas, Texas. I actually have a couple questions, one about Lunch and Learn and one about a specific credit card that has zero interest financing. But more on the Lunch and Learn for a second. When you're setting these up, you're setting up in restaurants, are you doing demonstrations there as well, or how are you inviting the prospects or attendees to the demonstration from the Lunch and Learn? Or are you
great
doing
question.
It right there on the spot?
Those are great questions. To answer your first question, yes, we had 3 Beamers set up in the same room as the Lunch and Learn. So the chair, we had 2 gravity chairs and a cot, and they were like in the front of the room where everyone was eating. So before people ate, they were trying them out, demoing, and then afterwards more people got on them. When it comes to the Lunch and Learn inviting people, I find that if you're not picking up that phone and calling people and talking to them directly, people do not show up. So it's really about phone calls. And if you've given the postcard to someone and they've said that they might come, get their number, get their information right then, and then follow up, follow up, follow up. I find people don't show up. Even I had a much larger list than my 3 who came, who I thought were going to come. As a matter of fact, before this call, it's just crossing out all the names. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people who I thought were going to come didn't come. 1 person who I thought wasn't going to come did come, and then another person came and a couple came. So if you don't get on the phone and not only invite them, but confirm it again. You cannot confirm, once they say, I will definitely be there, then I'm satisfied. But that may be stuff, I don't know. You need to call them again. Casey, what do you think?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things. I just did a recent function for my other consulting business. And although the lunch was free, I made people buy tickets online, and then I gave them cash back at the door. So that creates a much better show ratio. And if they don't show up, well, then you haven't paid for a lunch that, you didn't that wasn't consumed and didn't create a prospect for you. So that's one way to do it. But absolutely, you've got to, pick up the phone, make the invitation, follow up, and it's a perfect opportunity to contact people that have been to a demo before, meaning a one-on-one you've spoken to. Hey, I know that you've been, kicking the tires. We're going to have a lunch and learn. Lunch is included. Great time to come and talk to other people that, you know, have a Beamer that maybe, you know, aren't, you know, connected to me. That way you feel more comfortable. I always say that to people
right.
because since I'm a sales and marketing trainer, they always think that I'm trying to sell them something. And ironically enough, this is the one product that I really did not get into because I wanted an opportunity to make money. I wasn't looking. I actually pushed it away for many months before
right.
I
so,
got
so
into
you're, it. You're paying for the lunch. You're paying for the lunch doing the it's, you know, it's basically a very similar format to a pre-academy, correct? I mean, not
yeah,
not that in
exactly.
detail, but pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. But
and
the
then,
lunch is included, and it's a more informal setting.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. So you're paying for the lunch. And are there postcards in the back office for something like that that's approved, compliance?
Nope.
No, I think your sponsor should have something.
Okay. What days have you found? Have y'all found work best?
Well, we did ours on a Tuesday, not for any particular reason, and it worked. It worked well. And Nabil tells me that you don't really want more than 15 guests because you can't focus on them enough because you have to listen to them. Like the great thing is people got there early and we were able to really have some conversations before we started the presentation. So you can address people's concerns and issues while you're doing the presentation.
Okay. And
Tuesday,
then,
Wednesday, Thursday. I would never have a lunch and learn on a Monday or a Friday if possible.
Well, I was thinking like Saturday, you know, happy hour, healthy happy hour, lunch and learn type deal, something like that on Saturday.
Try it, you know.
Yeah.
You won't know until you try it and measure it and then compare it to something else.
Okay, great. Thank you for the response,
okay.
the answers.
All right,
actually, I have another quick question about. There was a couple weeks ago, I took a note, but I can't seem to find it. Something about is it a Chase Diamond?
Yeah, it's the Chase Diamond card. Let me see if I have it here. No, I don't have all those.
There were a couple. There were a couple cards.
Yeah, you know what, Dr. Mike? We have a huge queue here in the line. Here's my suggestion. I would go back three or four Mondays, and I would re-listen to the call. We actually outlined every single one of those cards on the Blog Talk Radio call. So I would just go back and listen to that and get that.
Okay, what's the replay
finance.
Number for
that? Well, it's called finance or credit options.
Just
go to blogtalkradio.com and look. Yep. Super. Thank you, Dr. Mike. Just to be clear, people, you go to blogtalkradio.com and you click, you search Beamer Independent Distributor Call, and then you search by date and you'll see all the Motivational Mondays. You click on the recording, and we usually put a little description in there. So area code 206, thank you for your patience. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
We can, yes,
okay.
We can.
I have a question about the postcards, and if you're doing it with a team, who gets the referrals if they do end up buying a Beamer? So how do you guys distribute the –
So everyone does it differently as far as I know. The way we did it, and we didn't have anyone who showed up who we didn't individually invite, so we didn't have to do what we had planned to do. But what we were going to do is whoever was the last person to enroll in Beamer, so that person wouldn't have any credit, right, for anyone else's sales. They would get the first person who would show up. So if there's only one person who showed up, they would get it. And then the more seniority that the Beamer person has would get the leftovers or no one. So,
okay.
And you'd share them. So let's say five people show up and you only have three people doing the event. So the first person would go to the last person who became a Beamer rep. The second person would go to the second to last person. The third person would go to the third to last person. The fourth person who shows up would go back to the first. the fifth person who shows up would go back to the second, if that makes sense.
Okay. You guys get this
trickle down. I can imagine
it is,
some
it is a little
facial acceptance
that
of that.
Yeah. I mean, that makes a big difference in the longevity of your, you know, your Beamer business as well. So it's kind of a big deal.
Did that answer your question?
Okay, well, thanks. Yeah, that was interesting.
Okay, great.
Yeah, thanks for calling. So guys, just to try to clear up that mud a little bit, because even my dyslexic brain had to stop and, like, close my eyes for a second. The bottom line is, remember, if I am the most senior person, meaning I was the first person to get into Beamer, and I referred Barbie and Barbie referred John, I make 25% on my sales, or 17, 8, and 3. So if I'm the first one to take the sale, nobody below me gets any commission. So she's doing inverting it so that the most benefit to the team that is doing this is received. So I don't know if that makes it any clearer. If that confuses
the water
a little bit.
Thank you, Kate, for clarifying. Yeah, that was good.
All right. 303, you're live on Blog Talk. We know that's Denver or somewhere in Colorado.
Well, good morning. It's Jerry Gallegos. And, oh, my gosh, I'm listening to this. And I wasn't going to say anything, but the Lunch and Learn has been really a tremendous way for us to grow in Denver. And I just wanted to add a couple of comments. And that
Great.
Is that we have we found a really, really nice restaurant with a separate room that's already set up to do presentations. And they're not charging us. This is another key. And our agreement with them is that whoever comes, we charge $15. And by the way, we followed the lead of Deborah Brawley. She did a training on this a while back on how she does it. So the gentleman asked me about sending postcards. What I did is I asked Deborah to send me a copy of a flyer that they send, an invitation flyer instead of postcards. And we sort of copied that and set it up. And but here's one thing I want to mention. And we started out, and we have not listed this in the Beamer.net because we weren't sure how many people would show up. And like you both have stated, you know, 15, 20 max is the most you really want to have in a presentation. Plus, the facility won't hold much more than that. So we're just sort of testing it. We've done 4 now. And each time we've done it, and we're spacing them at 3 weeks apart. And so as we get going and we find other locations, we'll probably post those in Beamer.net. But we have to test this out first. But one thing I want to mention, when you get a restaurant that offers their facilities and it's really nice, one thing we just had at the last one is we had distributors show up. And they say, "Oh, I'm not going to eat." And it's a little embarrassing because I made it clear that if you show up, even if you don't eat, you really need to support the restaurant, and we're going to charge anyway. Just a tip, because you will get individuals who show up and that. And then as far as the guest paying, all of the distributors have been paying for their guests. So just a few things there that I wanted to throw in.
Thank you, Jerry.
Perfect. Thanks, Jerry. Always good to get some more tidbits. Okay, let's see. We got 2 more callers. 713, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Hi, this is Sandra back again. I just wanted
Hello,
to share
Sandra
we've
back
got
again.
Sandra back again. Sandra in Houston back again. Driving now. We've got a super... We've got Academy coming up in Houston and a guest night. And so I just wanted to share what I've done as far as inviting. I created a private invitation on Eventbrite because I wanted people to be able to respond, which they can't do with the PDF. And so I sent that out, and I texted everybody that they were getting them just a real short little text, you know, I'm sending you an invitation. Hope you can make it. And Casey, Barbie, one of you guys said something about, I guarantee you won't feel like you wasted your time. And I put that in there. And so I'm checking my, I'll let y'all know next week my responses. But I sent out 70. And so far, I think I've had 5 people respond that they're attending. But it's good with the Eventbrite.
That's
because,
pretty good.
You know, you can look and see, did somebody open? Did they, have they opened it yet? You know, we have some analytics that just a regular email doesn't provide. And by sending
standard,
the text.
Seven people. Go ahead.
Pardon me? And by,
I was just
by gonna, sending
you
the
think
text.
About it, seven people.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead, Sandra. It's the delay that's causing us the problem.
I see. Well, by sending the text, I also had replies back, and people say, I didn't get the email. I don't know why. You know, maybe it's in the spam folder. So it's that sending the text, you know, it's great to – and sometimes I call them. Just depends. But at a minimum, I send them a text.
Yeah. So what I said, Sandra, was that 7 people out of 70 would be a 10% response rate, and in direct sales, in direct mail, that would be such an extraordinary response rate that it would be like it would be featured on the cover of the direct marketing, you know, direct mail magazine. So to get 5 responses so far, good for you. You're doing something right. So congratulations.
Yeah, that's
well,
great. Yeah, we were hoping for a 2% response and, you know, thinking we'd have at least 14 people, but we had 0. And, you know, sometimes you have to send out thousands and thousands of things in the mail to get, like, the 2% response. So that's great, Sandra. You did a great job.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks again, Sandra. Okay, last caller, 612. You're live on Blog Talk. Oh, Kristen must, that was Kristen. She probably came back in the queue by mistake again. Well, that's all our callers today, Barbie. So what are your thoughts about your next Lunch and Learn? Are you going to use the same venue?
We're having another one, and we scheduled it with the same place on April 10th. So we scheduled it before we realized that the menu and the food was not what we had in mind. So we have a meeting with the restaurant, and we're going to use the same sort of postcard, and we're not going to be mailing any of them out, but we will be printing them, and each person on the team will help. Anyone who shows up for this will help pay for the printing. And it's not much, folks. I mean, what we're talking about, to do 1,000 postcards with Vistaprint was...
Yeah.
With my coupon, $161.47. So it's not expensive, especially if you're sharing it with 5 people. You don't need 1,000. Now, this time we'll probably get a few hundred.
50.
And we'll share it with the team, and we will hand-deliver them and email the artwork to the people who are in our little index card file boxes. And we learned a lot. We hope for a very successful event. So that's the next step, and we're also looking for other venues for the Lunch and Learns. And I heard Jerry just say they do them about every 3 weeks, and our goal is to do them every week. And in St. Pete, I know they're doing them every week down there on the Beach Drive, and it's, from what I understand, extremely successful.
Yeah, and, you know, look, here's the bottom line, folks. With anything, it's consistency and persistency. If you have one Lunch and Learn and you don't do, you know, don't knock it out of the park and you go, oh, my goodness, my Lunch and Learn was so failed, you know, then guess what? You're not gonna be successful. You've got to say, look, we're going to do one Lunch and Learn a month for the next 12 months, and at the end of 12 months, then we're going to reevaluate and see. Of course, you're always evaluating, but then you're going to say, okay, you know what? After 12 months, this was the actual result that we got, because everything takes momentum, and you've got to get other people engaged. Now someone comes to it, then that person brings one other person, and one more distributor gets engaged. So the fact that they're doing them every week down there in an area that's just loaded and super, super, you know, high energy with Beamer, that makes total sense. total sense. So, yeah, I think starting out with a 3 to 4 week, break in between probably does make sense in areas where you don't have that many distributors. But once you start getting the ball rolling, remember this. People in any type of purchase typically will refer the next person to the same way. So if I walk into a store and, you know, I get a coupon or do something, then I'm going to go home and I'm going to tell my mom, I got this coupon. It was really cool. Let's go back to the store. So if somebody comes to a Lunch and Learn and successfully either purchases a Beamer or becomes engaged as a distributor, they will then see that as the way for them to grow their business. So it will continue to grow.
Great observation, Casey. And it's true. You can't just give up and you can't cry in your soup if people don't show up. It's like do it again, try it again, and maybe it's a different market too. Like we moved out of where we live, which is Bradenton, and went to a place called Longboat Key, where it's a more financially stable market. So you don't know. You have to try different things. But I have a quote for the day, Casey, and this is going to be appropriate right now after what you just said. And this quote is from Life's Little Instruction Book. Don't say you don't have enough time. You have exactly the same number of hours per day that were given to Helen Keller, Michelangelo, Mother Teresa, Leonardo da Vinci, Thomas Jefferson, and Albert Einstein.
Awesome. And no wordsmith today there, whatever it's called, the something.
I have one.
I can't even remember what it's called.
Here's my lexophile of the day. A bicycle without a Beamer can't stand alone. It's too tired.
Those are just hysterical. My grandfather would have loved those. He was corny as could be. He loved those types of jokes. But his last name was Whetstone, as my step-grandfather, and he'd come outside any day. I lived with him for the last 4 years of his life, and you want to talk about someone who's routine, no joke. Barbie, this guy ate the exact same thing every single morning for the entire 4 years that I lived with him. He had an English muffin cut in four with grape jelly and a cup of black coffee. He had the same cake every single night for dinner. He had me make it every week. I mean, it was unbelievable. But he'd walk outside all the time and he'd go, oh, look at all the whetstones. And he would laugh. And I don't know if it was his dementia or what, but he thought it was hysterical every single time he said it. But, Your little quote there also reminds me, Jeffrey Lewis tagged a video that I know has been out there before, but it was in our Facebook group, and it was Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about his five rules for success. And, it doesn't matter what success you have in life. I don't care what business you're in, but, everybody three of those things that I remember because I was listening to it on the plane. He said, have a vision, have a big vision, right? A BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal. Work your ass off and don't listen to the naysayers. Those are the three that I could remember off the top of my head. But absolutely, guys, listen, having your vision for Beamer, getting out there day after day after day and not letting the naysayers who go, oh, that's too good to be true or that's expensive, pull you down.
Yeah.
Successful with your Beamer business. So, Barbie, as always, it's a pleasure being with you on our Monday, and I wish everybody a fantastic week.
Casey, you too. Thanks. Beam on. Stay motivated for a happy.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.